This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Hi, I'm Chris. I come from London. I'm the course electrician for Train for Trade Skills.
This is T4TS Radio, and today we've got Chris joining us from the Worcester Practical Training Centre. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Jolly good. Now, Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your career been like to date?
I work as a kitchen assistant in a kitchen, but you know, I'm going to change my career, so that's why I'm here. I'm trying to be an electrician, which I've been interested for many years, and that's my goal, to achieve it.
Yeah, okay, that's a good goal to have. So you've obviously had an interest in electrical things.
Yeah, of course.
Have you been doing any work or people helping?
Yes, I did. I used to work for an electric company in Poland. I fixed electric motors there.
And so when you came over to England, obviously you started in whatever job you could get, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
And now you want to bring your career into a more modern part of the world, shall we say.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right.
Because, when I came to England, I just couldn't speak English then, so I just, took any job what was available,
Time. Well, don't worry about it, Chris. I can't speak English now. It doesn't make any difference. So how did you find Train for Trade Skills?
I was looking for a course. First in a college, but it wasn't good. And I just got a leaflet to my house. And I read this, I got a leaflet, so I read this train about the skills. And then I called there. And then after around 1 week, someone called me back, took my details, and then it's, the rest is history. I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. And how are you finding the training, Chris?
It's okay. It's quite demanding, challenging, but that's good. That's how the training should be. I'm happy.
And what's been your favorite part so far?
I'm good at theory, so that's my favorite part. But I know that I need to learn, manual skills, how to make the circuit, stuff like that.
Right. So the theory side was really helpful then.
Yeah.
You really enjoyed it.
Yes.
Good. And so when you've done all that sort of the practical and the theory and you're qualified, what do you want to do? What's the big ambition for Chris?
First, I'm going to find a job. Then I'd like to, go further to do another course, but that's my next maybe goal, to improve my qualifications, to be even better.
And do you know if these qualifications would help you if you decided to go back to Poland?
Yeah, of course. That's if I get this qualification here in England, there's no problem to find a work in Poland.
Okay.
Or any other country, actually.
Yeah, so it's going to be really helpful to you wherever you go. And,
exactly.
And what when you've been doing the theory part of the course at home, what sort of things have been really? What are your top tips for people to practice when they're at home? What would you say?
When you read at home, when you learn at home, the problem is you just reading, and sometimes you find yourself that you lost. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what you should do, you should go back to the point where you got lost. Yeah, and then try to understand this.
Yeah.
That's really helpful because many people, I think, they just read without thinking what they actually read, what they understand or not, and they just try to read as quick as possible all the material. It doesn't work like that.
Indeed.
We should try to understand as much as we can.
Well,
that's my
Chris,
tip, yeah.
That is a brilliant top tip from T4TS Radio. So we thank you very much for that, and I wish you all the best in your future career. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.